From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hello, everyone. The question has been, how can leaders improve journalism? Now, you may not be a leader in journalism, but you still might be interested in the advice that I'm giving people in that field, as expressed in my January Columbia Journalism Review column. Now, we've already heard in the last several episodes numbers 1 through 7 of the 10 resolutions for news leaders in 2017, so let's finish the list. Number 8, show your math. Thanks to digital tools and social media, newsrooms have many ways to pull back the curtain on the reporting process. At the beginning of every important story or project, ask your team how they will incorporate transparency in their plan. This isn't just a public relations stunt to say, look at all the cool stuff we do. It's a way to let the public learn, question, and contribute. It can define the work of real journalism at a time others want to delegitimize it. Invite your team to study the Washington Post's David Farenthold's use of legal pads, legwork, and Twitter crowdsourcing as he dogged the Trump Foundation story. Bold and unbiased, his stories showed their math. Number 9, show your heart. These resolutions have largely been a call for coverage that is ethical, tough, and courageous. But don't be so focused on righteous indignation that you neglect the stories in your community that are warm, weird, or wonderful. Good journalism shines a light in dark places, but never misses a chance to brighten a day. Invest time and resources in fighting injustice, corruption, or abuse of power, but save space for the story of a World War II veteran's friendship with a 3-year-old neighbor. The appeal of that simple, beautifully told tale propelled it to a viral life far beyond its Minnesota origin. And by the way, you can find that story on the website of KARE-TV, Care TV, in the Twin Cities. It's a story by Boyd Hupert. And it's a reminder that even in divisive times, journalists can lead us to inspirational patches of common ground. Number 10, give feedback as never before. Shame on me. I've been so focused on the news product that I've neglected the news people. In 2017, resolve to provide more and better feedback to your team so they never for a moment wonder where they stand. You may not have robust raises or bonuses to throw their way, but good feedback is priceless and costs you nothing. I teach that feedback is information with intent to influence. Properly delivered, it can influence everything from quality to productivity to morale. But leaders often miss opportunities to do it well or misgauge the effectiveness of their efforts. To provide first-class feedback, the information you share must be specific, sincere, and frequent. For maximum impact, think of it in 3 levels: individual growth, the individual prescription for each member of your team based on your goals for them and their own personal aspirations. Then, everyday excellence, the day-to-day attention to the quality of your product, personnel, and processes. And then, strategic impact, the special initiatives your organization is undertaking to gain or maintain competitive advantage or business growth. Most managers focus their feedback on everyday excellence, looking primarily at today's hits or misses. The best managers focus on all 3 levels simultaneously to achieve more powerful results. Okay, here's to powerful results in 2017, news managers. As I told them, keep leading, because journalism really does need leadership. And whether you are a journalism leader who's listening to this podcast or whether you're a consumer of news, I hope you appreciate the importance of leadership in quality journalism and take any of the lessons that I've shared here and apply it to your role as a leader and a manager. For Loyola University in Chicago, I'm Jill Geisler.